I'm Joyce Hornady. You might say accuracy is my business. I make bullets.
You are listening to the Hornady Podcast.
Thanks for joining us and enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Hornady Podcast. I'm your host, Seth Swerzik, and today I have marketeer Preston Lintfer and assistant director of engineering, Joe Thielen. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
Pleasure, Seth. Thank you.
So, the purpose of the show today, you know, we've went through a bunch of cartridges and just kind of taken a deep dive into their history, really. And as it turns out, our listeners really enjoy this stuff. And to be honest with you, I really enjoy it too. You know, when you look back at like 308 Winchester, we did the 30-06, we did the children of the 308. Well, now we're going through the children of the 30-06. And the 270s probably got the most commercial appeal of all of those children's of the 30-06. One of my personal favorites was the 25-06. But the topic today, 280 Remington. So we'll talk about the 280, and we're also going to talk about the 280 Ackley. And although I don't have one, it's probably a really close number two, maybe edging out as number one of my favorite children of the 30-06, because it just looks cool. I don't know. There's a nostalgia there. There's some romanticism to the 280 Ackley. But let's not breeze over the 280, the straight 280 Remington, because it is capable, although just not very popular, really, currently anyway.
No, it was a little bit late to it to the party, I would say. 270 came out long before it. 280 Remington came out 1957,
mm-hmm.
You know, so the 270 had already been out for what?
32 years.
32 years.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, and then got all the notoriety the 270 did.
Yeah, a lot of writing about it, yep. All yeah. that.
Well,
but
they're both capable with the 270 with a three-decade head start.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Yep.
Yeah, that one's a kind of a no-brainer. But to set the stage, go ahead.
And 7mm has always been kind of in the shadows.
Kind of.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
For whatever reason, it's always, 30 and 270, where 6mm always very popular, but the 7
you're right.
Just kind of hid in the shadows for whatever reason.
Yeah, until 2023 set of PRC. But to set the stage for the 280 Ackley, you know, if you rewind the clocks all the way to the beginning of the 1900s, right, you have, you know, the military getting out of the 3040 Craig, so you had the 3003 development, and that spurred a bunch of wildcatting going on up and down with that. 3 years later, you have the official 30-06, and obviously a great cartridge, and again, instant wildcatting, up, down, you name it. It was going all over the place, and it didn't take long for a 277 variant to become popular, and in 1925, you have the 270 Winchester that, I mean, it was, by all terms, I mean, it was popular then, and it's popular today. We sell just as much 270 Winchester as we ever have. So the 270, right out of the gate, super popular, but at the time, there was plenty of 28 caliber variants in 30-06. You know, you look at the 7mm 06 Mashburn. You had a bunch of other, you know, Elmer Keith and a few other of his buddies playing with it, the 285 OKH. You have had the straight up 7mm 06, as they called it, but it never really caught on. And I don't know what possessed the people at Remington, but they decided they were going to take that cartridge for SAMMY approval in 1957.
Yep, and to set the stage, it's a long action, 3.340 overall length, mm-hmm. standard bolt face cartridge, 473 diameter bolt face. So the same as your 270, the same as your 30-06, the same as the 25-06, that family of cartridges, kind of skinny and long.
And long. And, well, I guess you do have to credit Remington, because the 7mm 06, the 285 OKH, the 706 Mashburn, and all other variants were essentially just 30-06s necked down, which was cool, but there is a chance you could put your 270 in there and
right.
vice versa. So with the 280 and Remington, they pushed that neck forward to help mitigate any interchangeability problems.
By about, 50 thousandths, I believe?
Yeah, it was quite a bit, and it doesn't sound like much when you're talking thousandths of an inch, but
in the chambering world, that's a lot. Yeah. You know, getting cartridges to fit, that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. And I think maybe one of the nails, like, you know, sometimes when you're putting a lid on something with nails, you'll start your nails first and then put it on. I think somebody started a nail in the coffin at Remington when they came out of the gate and it was available only in the 740 semi-automatic.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I mean, there was different times,
I guess, but yeah, man, I don't know. I wasn't alive in the 50s. And I know in the 50s, there was a lot of that new age stuff going on. I don't know. I can't help but think that that's pretty much sealed its fate out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe some of the Midwesterners were accuracy by volume. I don't know.
Well, that's true. And you know what? You're probably right. If that was their market, you know, is timber hunting, because after the 740 semi-automatic, it was available next in the 760 pump action. And nothing screams, you know, Minnesota whitetail and heavy Wisconsin. Timber. Or Wisconsin, yeah, for that matter, than Winchester 760 pump with like an 18 or 20 inch barrel.
Yeah.
And so I can't help but think that hurt it, you know, especially right out of the gate. And Remington had the 721, you know, the precursor to the Remington 700. That would have been a great candidate for it. But I don't know.
We may never know.
We may never know. But there was, you know, we're talking kind of negative about it now. There's still plenty of good aspects to the 280. When you compare weight to weight, when you look at 7mm bullets versus 277 diameter bullets, for the same weight, you're going to get better BCs.
Yeah, and more energy on target, usually a little heavier.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly better sectional density, you know, with the 7mm, I believe. Yeah. BC, I think, might argue with you, same weight for weight, the 277 might be a little bit better, no? Like a 150 for a 150?
I think they're going to be...
Well, the 150 for a 150, a 270 would be better because it's a little smaller diameter. Okay. But if you get... Cause I mean, 150 is fairly... Yeah, because sevens, you're going to shoot a lot of them 150, 60, 70 grain bullets, where 270, you're going to kind of max out at 150.
Well, that's a good point, so the 270 maxes out at 150 grains, and even those 150s were round nose bullets.
A lot of them to start with. To start with, for sure. Spire point. You know.
Back when you're in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Sure. Versus the 280, you're going to have 150 grain bullet Spitzer shape with a flat base, maybe even a boat tail not long after.
Sure. Yeah, and then in the 7mm, you can also go all the way up to, you know, 175 grain bullets, both for hand loaders and some factory options as well.
Yeah.
It's a little bit heavier game from the 280 Remington.
My vision is more of that. I mean, you can shoot elk with it, mule deer. I mean, that the 280 in a capable rifle is a very open terrain usable cartridge with the bullets that you can shoot.
Yep. I have to imagine, I don't know this, but I have to imagine that a lot of the ammo initially had to be loaded maybe a little softer for pressure compared to a 270. Because it was being primarily used in those semi-automatic, you know, like those platforms, 740.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't know. But
very well could be.
Well, yeah, because when you look at the velocities between the 280 and the 270, if I was 100 and 1960, I think I'd go 270 every time.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that would have been the right or wrong answer, because they're both good. And for the majority of hunting that was going on at the ranges people were hunting, man, you had these bigger bullets, bigger diameter, higher sectional density, shooting elk or moose and stuff like that. It would have been fantastic.
Yep. Or in the timber, like you say, where something might get in your way, a little heavier bullet's going to help you. That's why they built those round nose, you know, more blunter projectiles, because they wanted them to, if they bumped something, it would at least have a better chance of continuing on the path straight.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. I will maybe go back a little bit, but I don't want to dog on it. Because it is truly a fine cartridge. It's a good cartridge.
Very capable.
But Remington had a little bit of hiccups naming the thing, I think. They renamed it back in the 70s. I can't remember what year that was.
7mm Remington Express.
In 78, they first changed it to the 7mm 06. So, I mean, that makes sense.
That makes sense, especially if that would have been like the original name.
Sure. But then before the year... end of the year, they renamed it again to the 7mm Remington Express. So,
and that name is still on Sammy, isn't it?
There's an interchangeable name. Two of them. Yep.
Okay.
So it confused some people.
Yeah.
It confused some folks, maybe thinking that it was a 7mm Remington Magnum.
The 7 Express. 7mm. Exactly. Yeah, because they see the 7mm. And then they ended up changing it back to 280 in like 1981.
Yeah, not long after that. So they tried to kind of revamp it
Yeah.
You know, just 270 was there first.
It was there first for north of three decades.
Yeah.
Hornady V-Match ammunition. Loaded exclusively with Hornady ELD VT bullets. The low drag design of the ELD VT bullets provide high velocity retention and minimal wind deflection. Initial offerings include 22 ARC, 6 ARC, 6mm Creedmoor, 6.5 Grendel, and 6.5 Creedmoor. Elevate your varmint shooting experience, shatter records, and make your mark like never before with V-Match ammunition from Hornady.
And I think one of the other things that really, again, it sounds like we're dogging on it, but one of the things that Remington did that continued to dog on the 280 was 1962, hats off, 7mm Remington Magnum.
Yeah.
You know, and so you have 5 years later, you come out with a cartridge. It's not widely accepted yet because the 270's got such a strong foothold. 5 years later, you come out with an absolute hot rod.
Yep.
And now you're getting north of 270 Winchester velocities with the, you know, heavier bullets.
It's amazing that the 280 did as well as it did.
Yeah, because the 7 mag, you know, the Winchester obviously beat Remington to the race, so they beat them in the race of the standard bolt face long action stuff. Remington beat Winchester to the race with their belted Magnum, obviously. And then, like I said, the 7mm Remington Magnum out of the gate, obviously huge appeal because there was a marked difference. But then fast forward, you know, you got to fast forward all the way up into present day, and it's still an outstanding cartridge and just allows the hunter and shooter a ton of options in different bullets and, you know, get into the custom world, you get all kinds of twist rates and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like you mentioned, it's amazing the 280 did so well, considering 5 years after its official SAMI adoption, the 7mm Remington Mag came out.
Yeah. And we're still making ammo for it. We have one SKU for it.
Yep.
Precision Hunter line of ammunition with 150 grain ELDX.
Yep.
So really, really good option.
Which, so here's, you know, when you look at the numbers, that's 150 grain bullet, 24 inch barrel doing 2,925 feet per second. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's no slouch.
No, I mean, for literally anything, you know, outside of North American dangerous game, that's plumb fine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the 150 grain ELDX has a pretty respectable G1 BC Mach 2.25.574.
Yeah, that's
pretty darn good.
Oh, it's a good bullet. It's a very efficient bullet.
An efficient bullet.
And that's going pretty quick.
And at north of 2,900 feet per second, you're really not giving up much, if anything, to the 270 Winchester. And you're shooting a little bit bigger frontal diameter. So I could see why people still wouldn't mind having a 280 Ackley, or excuse me, a 280 Remington around, simply because it is capable.
There's a little goof there. I think we ought to talk about that one a little bit too.
Yeah, the 280 Ackley. Well, that's probably my, you know, when we talk about 280, okay, yeah, 280, whatever. You know, when you look at the 280 compared to the 280 Ackley and even the 7mm Remington Magnum, as soon as the 7 mag came out, the 280 is like a, you know, it's the equivalent of microwaving fish in the break room. It's just not good, right? So
that happened recently. I don't know if you were here for
that. No, I wasn't here for that.
It's just not good. And then you have the 280 Ackley, which turned up the cool factor. And of all of the Ackley cartridges, the 280 is the one that is most common across the country. I mean, there's some cool ones out there that don't have the appeal that the 280 Ackley does. And I have not brushed up on my P.O. Ackley books, but I believe I remember reading something about he really thought that the 280 benefited, you know, of the cartridges that were improved, the 280 benefited about the most.
Yeah, probably his favorite, yeah. I would say.
So that's saying something from such an accomplished gunsmith and wildcatter.
Well, and to set the stage a little bit, Ackley improved cartridges typically take a cartridge that has maybe a 17 degree shoulder or a 20 degree shoulder, and they blow that shoulder out. Nothing really changes as far as neck shoulder junction, but they blow the shoulder out to 40 degrees.
And pull the body taper out.
And yeah,
pull
the, most of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
They just take all of that shoulder and move it forward and sharpen it up, essentially.
Typically adds, to, you know, what, 3 to 6%, 5% more volume.
Five is a good number, yeah.
Yep. So, and that was a great as far as the P.O. Ackley Wildcats go, that was really great because you could take a factory rifle, get it cleaned up with a reamer by a competent gunsmith, and then fire form your standard brass right in that chamber, and now you've got, you know, brass to reload, and you're set to go. And he did tons of stuff. The 17 Hornet, he did the 22-250. I mean, you name it, there was an Ackley improved chamber, and that wildcatting was going on kind of instantly when the 280 came out. You know, before the 280 Remington came out, you had Fred Huntington, who later founded RCBS, and you had P.O. Ackley himself playing with, like I said earlier in the podcast, 7mm OT6 Mashburns, 7mm OT6s, and as soon as the 280 became standardized, now you have a source of factory ammo and brass that's stamped 280. So they switched their focus over to the 280 Remington, and I don't quote me on this, but I believe the RCBS version is a 30 or a 35 degree shoulder.
35.
Yep. And then the P.O. Ackley, he's 40 degree.
Yep. Well, kind of incredible to me. The most incredible part about Ackley improved cartridges is that you can take standard 280 Remington ammo and shoot it, and all of a sudden you have Ackley brass. That's so cool to me. I love forming brass. I mean, it's a giant pain in the butt. I did it one time just to try it. Holy cow.
Have you ever hydroformed brass?
You just like the new shape that comes out of there? Like, well, it is bang, cool. And it transforms it?
40-degree shoulder. Something.
It looks
darling.
Like the Apollo space shuttle with a bullet sticking out of it, right?
Yes, it does,
looks
cool.
It looks
cool.
It does
look cool.
Yeah. Fred actually had the 35-degree. As soon as the 280 come out, P.O. just abandoned his 7mm OT6 improved and just said, let's move over and do this 280 Ackley from the 280 Remington.
Because it did have a different neck location, we talked about. So probably a good idea to just abandon it. One thing to note with the original 280 Remington, 1 in 10 twist. You go 280 Ackley, getting closer to the 1 in 9 twist. And you know, we'll talk more about it, but just to jump to the end real quick, Noslin introduced the 280 Ackley to Sammy. It is Sammy approved with a 1-in-9 twist.
Yep. That was in the 2000s.
Yep, yeah. 2007 or 2008. I think it was 2008.
So you're shooting some of the highest BC bullets out there, you know.
Yeah.
You're missing out on a few, but, you know, the 162 ELDX, 175 grain ELDX in some conditions is going to stabilize.
Yeah. So that there's plenty of meat on the bone. So we talked about it's, you know, 3 to 5, maybe 6% more going from a standard cartridge to an Ackley. Well, what does that equate from a velocity standpoint in the 280?
It's about 100 feet with those heavier bullets. So you think about that. Now you're 2,800, 2,900. Now you're 2,900, 3,000 feet.
That's mag performance.
It is.
It's darn close.
It's darn close. And that doesn't. I think the 280 that we were talking about earlier, that, you know, this was the one that PO felt really benefited from the shape change. And we look back on it now and can be like, well, yeah, that makes perfect sense because it became more efficient, right? You're pushing those 160, let's just call them 160-ish grain bullets. Well, you need that little bit more boiler room to put that little bit slower powder in there to get it all burn out. Now you got the volume, it can burn out. You can put a little bit more in there, keep the pressures down. So I think that's why it like works so well, is because the volumes and the ratios and everything worked out. So,
yeah,
which is kind of cool.
Both of them have pretty decent throats in them.
Yeah, very similar. Actually, almost identical. Throat from the quick check that I did anyway.
Yeah, yeah. from the Sammy prints. Yeah, they're almost the same.
Yep. Freeboard diameter is 285.6, so just about a thou and a half over bullet diameter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not the bad. Only thing you would say that could be refined if we developed it today would be there is no freebore.
There's no cylindrical section in the freebore, correct?
Yeah, so, you know, with traditional bullets that were available at the time, it was probably plumb fine.
That's what you wanted, yeah absolutely.
But with today's ogive profiles and the shape of our bullets, you could probably refine that a little bit, but there's nothing wrong, really, with that chamber design. They did a pretty darn good job, and with a good bullet, it's capable of tremendous accuracy. Both of them, the 280 and the 280.
I was going to say, both of them shoot pretty darn well, at least in our testing.
Look at this.
100 free bullets when I buy these select Hornady reloading tools.
Wow, 500 free bullets with certain Hornady reloading presses and kits.
Well, what do they have?
Let's get loaded.
There's no better time to stock your reloading bench. Choose from the most durable, precise, and convenient tools on the market and receive free bullets to get you loaded. Visit Hornady.com for further details.
Next time we get loaded, I'm buying.
Now, you personally have a 280 Ackley Improved, correct?
I do.
That you go hunting with.
Yep.
Do you hand load for it, or do you just run the factory ammo?
I've done both. This going back a while. We should have done the 7 PRC like 10 years ago, and then I would have just a 7 PRC, but I did the 280 Ackley to do exactly that. I had a 7 mag, and the thing, it was great performance, but it kicked, belted, all of those things.
Yeah. Well, and let's also not breeze over that 7 mag. One of the precursors to the 7 PRC, you had a custom twist rate, you had a custom chamber reamer that you designed. I mean, that 7 mag was not Sammy's spec even close, other than you used standard 7 mag brass.
Yeah, exactly. And the same can be said for the 280 Ackley, because I was looking for that, soften up the recoil a little bit, but keep all the performance. But I wanted to shoot 175 grain ELDXs, 162s, you know, match bullets if necessary. So that 280 has a little bit of free bore in it, but you can still shoot factory ammo. And then it's got, I want to say we put a 1.5 twist rate on it, so you could shoot those heavier bullets. But from a performance standpoint, that rifle accuracy, velocity, trajectory, all of those things is an absolute stud.
I mean,
it's a great cartridge to use for hunting, especially at a little bit further distances.
Yeah. And you, if I remember right, you kind of put that rifle together with your wife in mind, because I think she had either drawn an elk tag or had some hunts coming up.
Well, or we were going to start, you know, wanting to hunt and elk out west, you know, cow elk and stuff. And that was the whole purpose of that rifle, was a little bit further shots, heavier bullets, elk size game, softer shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That was the whole purpose of building that gun. And it, I mean, my daughter shoots it now, so it works really, really, really well. So I can see why back in the day when they, you know, developed it, PO and the guys are like, man, this works really well. Yep. I believe you. So it's still working good today.
When you were hand loading, it seems to me like it's like in a sweet spot of powders. What were you using?
So I can burn 4350 or 4831. And it just, I mean, you could put the reloader, I can't think if I've shot the reloader series in it, but it just, dump the powder in there, put the bullet on, and it just works.
Seems like if you can put H4350 in something, you just
same thing with 4831. And, you know, the 4831 was 7mm food,
that's
7 mag, exactly. 280, 280 Ackley.
I swear that's what that powder was like.
Yeah, you could stoke that baby full of 4831 and you're going to have success. I will say, you know, Preston, you mentioned we have factory ammo available in the 280 Ackley. And instead of the 150, like we do in the straight 280, this is the 162. Taking advantage of that 1.9 twist rate, and it's doing 2850 at the muzzle. So when we released that ammo SKU as a cataloged item, I did the load development, and this would have been in 2018, I think. Maybe 2017 for the 2018 catalog, or 2018 for the 2019 catalog. Either way. So I did the load development. We spec'd it with, you know, whatever powders we spec'd it with. And I had the barrel. It's all set up. I've got calibrated brass. Well, let's just see what a 175 does. And, you know, I was in our upstairs lab. I was pretty new to the world of ballistics. I thought, let's play around. Reloader 26 with a 175 ELDX at SAMe pressure limits. I was like, there's no way this is real life. I was getting incredible velocity. Piezoelectric pressure reading equipment. Like, I knew the pressures were safe. Man, I don't know what the accuracy was. This was in our short tunnel. But I was like, wow, this is 7 mag performance with a 175. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, now you got yourself into a corner a little bit. Reloader 26 is not in there, friend.
Well, just because it's not in there doesn't mean we didn't use it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Reloader 26, this was just anecdotal. I was thinking about building one.
But if it's so good, as the editor of the old handbook, you might have to get that in there.
I might. You know, we did put it in there,
but
with
it is
the
162s. But it is in the 162, and that's max velocity of all the powders.
And then we ran out of propellant. Actually, this is tangential to everything, but I actually bought full retail Retumbo for $68 a pound.
Ooh.
For our ballistics lab to use for the reloading manual, because Rotumbo is unobtainium. When I saw 3 pounds, I snatched it up for the lab. So
good on you.
Yeah. Well, I'll have to put that one on the short list because, yeah, it is a fantastic propellant. But you mentioned 4831 in a 280 Ackley, 4350. It just works.
That reloader 22 and 23 will get them moving too.
Yeah.
I've shot that in our rifle and it gives you more speed.
Yeah. What'd you go with for a barrel length on your 280 Ackley? And this is a dedicated hunting rifle.
Yeah. It's 24. And then I can put a brake on it just to when we're practicing and stuff. So yeah, it's nothing fancy.
Nothing super long.
And I know we're pushing 20. I know we're pushing, it's 28 something with 175s. It's 28. So I mean,
what more do you want?
Yeah, I mean, you get that big bullet moving that fast. What else do you want?
Yeah, especially
a super high BC bullet.
Yeah, incredible bullet. And then, like you mentioned, for elk out west, mule deer, whatever you know, your family and you have taken with it, plenty of cartridge.
Yeah, Chloe shot a bull. Christina shot a bull. There's probably some cows we've hunted. I can't remember, you know, all the different hunts, but I know that gun has knocked down quite a few elk. I think the first one was like 535. I think.
Wow, that's a poke. I will say that I never did build the 280 Ackley. I built a 7 mag instead. Took a page out of Joe's book with the custom reamer and the barrel twist and all the stuff that made it not really a 7 mag, and that's the route I went. And now fast forward, we have the 7 PRC. But I still have a desire to build a 280 Ackley, and I do not know why.
Because it's cool. It looks cool.
They do look cool, especially you put those big long bullets out there. They do look cool.
Yeah, I might have to look.
They do feed. They feed well. Extract all of those things that you need. They do work. They work well out of like a box mag or a hinged floor plate magazine, your BDL style mag.
And that's one thing you'll hear regurgitated on the internet is, oh, the Ackley improved cartridges don't feed well. Well, guess what? There's not that much of a shoulder on a 280 Ackley. So, yes, it is steep, but there's not much of a shoulder there. They feed great.
Yeah, they feed because that bullet sticks out there. The bullet's already got the shoulder should never jam into there. You got something else wrong because the bullet's already out and up in.
It's just one of those chamber things that you hear regurgitated on the internet.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's certainly a capable cartridge. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of notable writers of the time. You know, we talk about Jack O'Connor. Well, everybody associates him with the 270. Well, one of the last rifles that he had built was chambered 280. So that does say something about its capability that we had notable riders of the time. Well, fast forward, notable riders of today's time. You know, you've got Joseph Von Benedict comes to mind. He's got the Hunt Backcountry podcast. And again, a writer for all kinds of different titles. He has been a champion for the 280 Ackley and at one point said it was his single most preferred cartridge for all mountain hunting.
That's
saying something.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
And I think now he may have changed his tune that it might be 7 PRC, but that 280 Ackley, so incredibly capable, efficient, easy to shoot. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, the ammo, you can build a lightweight rifle without getting this knot kicked out of you. Your ammo is not super heavy. You can fit quite a few of them in a box. So, I mean, it.
Oh, that's another thing compared to a Magnum like our 7 PRC.
Holds an extra round.
One more on tap.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, you are using a little bit less powder, too.
Absolutely. Like, it's more efficient. Yeah.
Yeah, your case is a little bit lighter. If you're counting ounces, your ammo is lighter.
For a mount, absolutely.
Yep. Oh, that's something I hadn't hashed out, but you can. You know, there's a lot of those box magazines. You can get 4 down there.
Yeah, and like 7 mag, you're talking 2 or 3, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. So.
That's something to be, you know, considerate of, I suppose.
Hornady Security Mobilis Safes. Discover the ultimate solution for safeguarding your valuable equipment with Hornady Security Mobilis Safes. Offering an innovative modular design, Mobilis Safes can be easily transported and assembled piece by piece in any room. Featuring a full square lock interior organizing system that maximizes storage space with countless storage configurations. Elevate your security with Mobilis Safes from Hornady Security.
So in summary here, got the 280 way behind the power curve regarding just popularity. 270 came out in 1925 and absolutely stole the market. You have 1957, you have the 280 Remington. And in 2008, you have the 280 Ackley. Now, from a similarity standpoint, where do these things run for pressure?
They're that 60,000, 60, 62,000 MAP, you know, max. So run them at 58, 59, 60,000.
Yep. So standard pressure for both cartridges.
Yep.
They have almost the identical throat. The difference is the straight 280 has 1-10 twist. 280 Ackley is
1-9. And then obviously the powder capacity.
So powder capacity.
I would say efficiency, if you will, that Ackley gets more efficient with those bullet weights.
So you have the same pressure limits, virtually the same throat design, but you have about 100 feet per second of an advantage with the 280 Ackley. So there's a lot to like there.
Yeah. And if you get in a jam, you can still shoot 280, like you were mentioning. So, I mean, you're gaining stuff, but you're not losing anything.
Yeah. Yeah. So. If you do get in a jam, you could shoot some 280 if you can find it. I know we do have an active SKU, and there's a few other active SKUs out there, but largely, you know, it just doesn't get ran that often compared to 270, 30-06, even 25-06.
Or 280 Ackley.
Or 280 Ackley.
Or 280 Ackley, which is unfortunate. And, you know, I've been at some gun shows snooping around, and you know, if you're keen and you know what you're looking for, you can find an old box of Remington ammo that says 7mm Express.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find, you know, if you're real lucky, you could find a 7mm .06 Remington. Those boxes, again, they only ran them for a couple of years, but they are out there in kind of a collector's item now, which is just, you know, if you're a 280 shooter, might be something to grab, you know, if you see it for sale, just as a
little memento.
Yeah, a little memento for times bygone.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I think I've seen them before.
Yeah.
And just never put two and two and together.
Yeah.
And I think the 280 Ackley really, I want to say, came into its own, if you will, but, you know, I'm going to call it the long range craze. Where in the 2000s, at some point in the 2000s, you had custom 7 mags, custom 301 mags, custom 280 Ackleys, pushing the boundaries of what you can do with a hunting rifle. How far can you be effective with a hunting rifle? And I think the 280 Ackley really picked up a name for itself in that time. People were building 8-twist, 8.5-twist 280s, you know, with a spicy hand load and a really efficient bullet. You had yourself a little hot rod.
Yeah,
and you can still get 280 Ackley rifles to this day. I don't know if there's any 280 Remington chamberings currently, but yeah, there's a bunch of factory rifles still chambered in 280 Ackley.
Yeah, you can.
Weatherby's got a whole host of them. Any semi-custom, you know, smaller shops, Fierce has them, Christensen has them.
Gosh,
Browning, I believe.
Yeah, Browning, Kimber. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Weatherby. Yeah, that's the host of rifle companies.
Yeah, Savage
still chamber in it. So if you're interested in it, it's, you know, a lot of times the guys here at this table, we've got actions and switch barrels, and we just get a
custom building stuff
and we'll throw it on there and encourage anybody to try it if they've not. If you're a tinkerer, golly, I love it, but there's definitely some factory options out there, plenty of them.
There's plenty of shops that'll build you whatever you want, and that's great. That's, you know, great. Do that if you can, or build your own. But yeah, plenty of factory options on the shelf still for 280 Ackley, which is pretty telling to its popularity, because, you know, in today's era, there's plenty of new cartridges that, you know, people are buying at a, you know, an incredible rate and shooting in high volume, but there's, you know, these bigger companies are still chambering 280 Ackleys, and that's saying something, that it is a very viable, very useful cartridge. And like we mentioned at the beginning, of all of Ackley's improved cartridges, it's the only one I'm aware of that SAMMY approved, SAMMY accepted.
That's correct.
And it is by and large the most popular of all of his cartridges that he played around with.
Yep. Well, it's the only one that we load too.
Yeah.
Of Ackley improves. I mean, we load the 280 and quite a bit of it.
Yeah.
So
it's got his stamp of approval, his probably most efficient Ackley improved cartridge.
Yep. Awesome. Well, I don't have anything else to say about 280 or 280 Ackley improved other than very capable. You know, at the beginning, it really did sound like we were dogging on the 280. And there's a lot to like about the 280. I think there's some things that really hindered its acceptance. You know, the fact that it came out 32 years after the 270, The fact that it was initially only available in semi-automatic or pump action rifles, I think that it just limited
of no it. Fault of their own. We've seen this over the years, like cartridges come up like, man, that is a capable, good, accurate, works great cartridge. And it just kind of bounces around. It doesn't really take off. And we've seen that so many times.
The 7 mag coming out 5 years later really stifled the performance. And what we didn't mention, I guess, in 1980, you had the 7mm 08 that came out as a SAMMY accepted cartridge. So now you're muddying up the water even more with a customer base that initially was confused when you changed the name from 280 to 7mm Express. Does it fit in the 7 mag? Now you've got a 7mm 08, it's just kind of muddied the water a little bit.
All with a 7mm
moniker.
Yeah, exactly. That kind of lived, like we said earlier, lived in the shadows, and now you got all these cartridges popped in there in a few years. Yeah, it's no wonder but at the end of the day, it's a great hunting cartridge. There's rifles out there. 280 Ackley is darn sure adequate with plenty of factory available options in guns, ammo, bullets, reloading, whatever you want to do. So
yep, and we talked about this as almost exclusively a hunting cartridge. Well, longtime employee of Hornady, Lonnie Hummel, he shot light gun bench rest, 1,000-yard bench rest with, slightly different, but essentially 280 Ackley.
Yep. Yeah, that's what, I still have a light gun chambered in that. It's super good. I mean, very accurate, inherently accurate cartridge.
Yep. I think he called that the 280HK.
Yeah, whatever.
And he was hydroforming brass and stuff. Yep. But again, use that platform really as an awesome launching pad for really efficient bullets, good in the wind, and just plenty of accuracy potential there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the F-class guys these days are running
sevens.
Sevens at about 50 to 55 grains of powder. That's this.
That's the 280 Ackley.
Yep.
That is true. Awesome, guys. Well, hopefully this inspired maybe a couple people to either look into it or possibly build or buy a 280 or 280 Ackley. And I always enjoy going back through the pages of time and kind of looking and doing a little investigating. And I wonder why they did that. And why wasn't it available in this platform? And I enjoyed the conversation, guys. Anything else that we missed?
No, it is fun. Just we get the advantage of hindsight, right? We're sitting here today looking back and, they didn't know what they did. It's fun. Yeah, I enjoy it too.
Yeah.
We're the smartest guys. We have hindsight.
Because we have hindsight. It's always 20/20.
Well, and as a self-proclaimed 7mm man, I'm not surprised you enjoyed this one.
Yeah, that's true. Yep, I did indeed. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show, guys.
You bet.
Thank you.
Guys, hopefully you enjoyed this podcast about the 280 Remington and the 280 Ackley Improved, both incredibly capable cartridges. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll catch you on the next one.